of the Cool Jazz Countdown. I'm Marcellus Shepard, the Bassman.
And this is Kyle LaRue, and we are back again with our survey of the top 10 jazz albums of the week based on local radio airplay, national jazz chart action, and listener feedback.
The Cool Jazz Countdown is an exclusive presentation of Ten Chair Media and TVM Productions. Kyle LaRue, welcome to February, man.
Wow, bro. And just like that, 1 month down. Where does the time go? Well, as the year flies by, let's make sure we take time to enjoy all this new music coming out. In fact, we'll give a listen to a brand new project from West Coast vocalist and educator Sidney Jacobs, making a little noise with his sophomore release on his own Baby Chubbs label. It's our new music feature of the week coming up this hour. And the new music doesn't stop there, Bass.
No, sir, it does not. We will roll in with new music from a brother who has been the music director to the stars, from Janet Jackson to Tina Marie, Stanley Clark, Dave Cosmo recently. Talking about keyboardist Brian Simpson, who will be debuting a new project this week. And we also have another debut on this week's survey coming to you from a trumpeter who has always thought outside the box. Yeah, I mean, he colors outside the lines, if you will, musically. Talking about trumpeter Wallace Roney, his latest compact disc will feature this week as well. Let's go ahead and get this thing going for the week ending February 3rd of 2017.
All right, brother man, let's get to it. Third time's the charm for superstar contemporary trio BWB, featuring trumpeter Rick Braun, saxophonist Kirk Whalum, and guitarist Brown. Each of these cats truly is an accomplished Grammy winner in their own right, despite the setbacks of time and geography that kept them apart for a few years between albums. Ultimately, it's the power of musical friendship that endures for these guys. And as fans of the music, we are oh so lucky for that fact. Now, Braun produced the session for this album in his suburban Los Angeles area home studio, where the band moved in with their families and lived together for an entire week. 10 original tracks oozing with contemporary jazz, R&B, soul, and funk. This is a self-titled artistry release from BWB. And it's holding steady in the number 10 spot this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. Rick Braun, Kirk Whalum Brown, better known as BWB. Their latest self-titled release on the Artistry label coming in at number 10 this week here on our survey. Bass?
Hey, thank you, brother. Well, making his way back on our survey as a re-entry this week, a CD that was the number 2 project of the year for the Countdown in 2016. Second Impression is the latest effort of a man who was referred to as the hottest working tenor saxophonist in the land. Eric Alexander is that man who brings together a top shelf list of musicians on his latest for High Note Records, to include Harold Mayburn on piano, a drummer Joe Farnsworth, and a bassist who we lost near the end of last year, the late great Bob Cranshaw. Now, the CD features a few original tunes, and they are complemented by a few suggestions that Mr. Mayburn made, to include Jimmy Smith's juicy T-bone steak and Wes Montgomery's boppish Full House. Now, over 35 records as a leader to his credit, here is tenor sax man Eric Alexander with Second Impression, re-entering our survey in the number 9 position this week, here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. Thank you. guys fly. They have a real good time doing it. Some serious synergy there. Eric Alexander on the High Note recording label. The CD is called Second Impression, and it re-enters our survey in the number 9 position here on the countdown. The Room.
All right. Thank you, Brother Bass. Don't forget to stay connected with us and share your thoughts on the show. We always love to hear from you. Let us know where you're listening. And while you're there, check out Jazz News You Can Use, as well as links to commentary, reviews, photos, videos, and a whole lot more. We're sharing all the goodies at Facebook.com/CoolJazzCountdown. Pianist, keyboardist Brian Simpson is back with his 7th recording as a leader. It's his 4th for the Shaughnessy label. Now on it, Simpson says his approach is simple. In his words, and I quote here, "I'm following in the footsteps of those that laid the foundation of contemporary jazz music," end of quote. And to that end, Simpson surrounds himself with some A-list friends on the project, including Boney James, Peter White, Steve Oliver, Alex Al, and Omari Williams, among others. This CD is said to capture influences that are close to Brian's heart: jazz, R&B, funk, soul, and his late father, Bill Simpson, to whom the CD is dedicated. You'll find it on the Shaughnessy label. It's Brian Simpson with Persuasion, making its debut in the number 8 spot this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. Thank you. And there you have it, the latest from pianist, keyboardist, composer Brian Simpson. His fourth outing for the Shonicky label is called Persuasion, and it makes its debut in the number 8 spot this week here on the Countdown. Bass?
Sounding good. Thank you, brother. Well, in at number 7 this week is not only an alum of the Mingus Big Band, but also the group's former music director, composer, saxophonist, and flutist. Steve Slager is back with his 17th CD as a leader. Alto Manhattan is his latest, and on it, the 2-time Grammy Award winner takes his years of experience playing alongside folks like Stevie Wonder to Lionel Hampton, and also playing alongside the great Dave Stryker in their co-led Stryker Slagle Band. Now, he brings in a heavy hitter whom he's backed up before in Joe Lovano, who plays tenor sax on here, with the rest of the ensemble, including Lawrence Fields on keys, the young Gerald Cannon on bass, Roman Diaz, oh, he is a monster on congas, and Bill Stewart doing work on drums. Upper Manhattan in Latino is translated to be Alto Manhattan, and it is the latest of Steve Slagle coming in at the number 7 spot this week, here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. Some good straight ahead work in action coming to you from saxophonist Steve Slagle. The CD is on the Panorama recording label. It is called Alto Manhattan, slipping to the number 7 spot this week on our survey. The Room.
Good stuff. Thank you very much, Mr. Shepard. As we move into the number six spot this week, there we find the ever soulful sax man, Huge Groove, with his latest release for the Shaughnessy label. It's called Still Huge, and it moves up a couple of notches to take the number six spot this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. Time for us to check out a brand new project from Sydney Jacobs, our new music feature of the week. Now, Sydney's an American jazz vocalist, songwriter, arranger, and producer raised in Los Angeles. Now, Jacobs first began singing, like many vocalists, in the church choir as a child. He is what might be called the baby of the family, influenced heavily by older musical siblings who also played instruments. Now, by the age of 18, Jacobs was singing with the Albert McNeil Jubilee Singers, traveling throughout the United States, Europe, and Central America. He continued his music endeavors while pursuing multiple master's degrees in psychology. But it was hearing the legend Al Jarreau sing the song Look to the Rainbow that really hooked Sydney on studying jazz with a laser focus. Now, he brings his musical tastes that range from the American songbook to hip hop into his new CD, which is his second outing as a leader. And on it, he and his band give us a little taste of everything. We get some swing, some bop, some soul, some hip hop, R&B, and even some folk. It's called First Man. Vocalist Sydney Jacobs here, his latest CD, released on his own imprint called Baby Chubbs Records. Sydney Jacobs, our new music feature of the week, right here on the Cool Jazz Countdown.
Last night, my baby left me. She said she had to go. Last night, my baby left me. She took me right down to the floor. She packed her bags and sat them right beside the door. Oh, 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 oh. Last night my baby said, I love you, and it's with you I want to stay. Hey, 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 last night my baby said, I love you, and I am with you come what may. Which way she's going, but I will be there either way. You choose them, you leave them. You love them, you leave them. You chase them, you bet them. You crave them and you wed them. You want them, you hate them. You can never forget them. They cost you so dearly, and some may regret them. You trust them, you burn them. You beg them, you learn them. You fight them, you sex them. You try to protect them. You owe them, you take them. You can never forsake them. They fill you, they kill you, but they'll always be with you. And baby, I'm with you all the way. Yes, I am. Drinking until I could not find my way. Oh, 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 last night I started drinking because I had a messed up day. My baby took my car key. That's all I've got to say. Last night I left my baby. I couldn't take this. no more. Whoa, 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 last night I left my baby. I finally headed for the door. But then I heard her say, I'm sorry, I won't do those things no more. You choose them, you need them. You love them, you need them. You chase them, you bet them. You crave them and you wed them. You want them, you hate them. You can never forget them. They cost you so dearly, and some may regret them. You trust them, you burn them. You beg them, you learn them. You fight them, you sex them. You try to protect them. You owe them, you take them. You can never forsake them. They feel you, they kill you, but they'll always be with you. And baby, I'm with you all the way. I'm with you all.
Ripping the shrink wrap off of something brand new for you from vocalist Sydney Jacobs. The CD's called First Man. You'll find it on Sydney's very own Baby Chubbs recording label. Sydney Jacobs, our new music feature of the week here on The Countdown. Well, that brings us just about to the halfway point, but we've got a whole lot more coming your way. So stay with us. The Cool Jazz Countdown continues after this.